The text verses for the sermon this morning comes from verses 11 and 12. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after its scattered flock, when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Currently, our news is dominated by the upcoming elections, and all we see and hear is the promises of our leaders. But many people do not feel very comfortable with the current leadership. It is as if people is looking again for a new leader that will come and change the bad into something good. Well, you know, this is exactly the context also of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a prophet of God who had to represent God in a very difficult and unstable time in the history of the Judean people. In those days, they often referred to their leaders and kings as shepherds. And in our reading, the shepherds, the kings of Judea, were only looking after themselves and not the flock of God. And it happened so that because these shepherds did not listen to God's word, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came in the year 597 before Christ and captured Jerusalem and took the leaders with him into exile into Babylon. And also Ezekiel, the son of Buzi. And there they were resettled. They were people without a leader. People with no future at all. And it's here that Ezekiel received his call as a prophet of God. But this man did not have an easy life. You can just imagine being called by God in such a difficult time. It was not easy. We hear that once he was called, he sat down for 7 days. He did nothing else. This man also had to do strange things, like eating a book roll as a symbol of God's action. We also know that this poor man could not even grieve the death of his wife, because that was a symbol of God's destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. He had to go on with life as if nothing has happened, because that's what the Judean people did. After the temple was destroyed, they thought, oh well, now God is gone too. But God wanted to show his people he is still with them. We also know that he was seen as very eccentric. And later in his life, people looked back and said, but this man was truly a prophet of the living God. And in our reading, we can hear his passion as he speaks on behalf of God. He's telling these exiled people, everything happened because their leaders did not bother to listen to God. They did not take care of his sheep. All the kings, all the last kings of Judea, were corrupt. They were just thinking of themselves. And now all the people are in ruin. And the condemnation against these shepherds is from verse 1 to 6. They did not look after the people. They did not meet the needs of the people. They did not take care of the special needs of those in their care. They met weakness and injury with cruelty. The people did not get any moral guidance and strong leadership from them. They did not guide their people by serving God. And now, the Lord God says to these people, he will act. He will remove the corrupt leaders, the corrupt shepherds, and become their only one and true shepherd. And also it was not unusual for the people in those days to think of God as their shepherd. He will feed them with the greenest pastures. He will quench their thirst with the most peaceful and cleanest streams of water. He will bless them. He will take care of them. But they must put their trust in Him alone. He's the only one who can change their lives. And as a faithful shepherd, He will look after all their needs. He promises them a covenant of peace. You can just imagine how this must have sounded to them. Peace, because no one had peace. But now the prophet says, God will give you peace and freedom. You will again go back to the place of security, your own homeland. There will be no famine or threats of the enemies. But the people will realize that God is the only shepherd, and He will flock and lead His people. He also says He will appoint His servant David to be His representative on earth. This is only a symbol of the future God is promising them. I think this message was quite clear to the people who heard it the first time. The leaders of their day have feet of clay. They are not trustworthy. Therefore, the people of Judea needs to look at God for guidance and His leadership. They must travel with Him and rely on His words of promise. He is the good shepherd. He is still in charge. He knows them by heart, and He will give them a new future. And I think this is also a very timely message for us all. We have so much more evidence than the exiles in Babylon what God really can do. I mean to say, these people did not know that God would indeed free them in the year 539 BC. They did not know at this stage that God will allow them to go back to their home country. They did not know that God would indeed give them peace. But they did not know that God will come again in Jesus Christ and show everyone what it means when He says He's the good shepherd. I mean, we all received everything God promises in His Word. We received redemption and spiritual guidance through His Holy Spirit. He reached out to you and me while we were like sheep astray, like the lost sheep in the hills of darkness and despair. He healed us from all the wounds of our sins. He gave us a new future of hope. In this time that we live in, maybe God wants us to focus again on Him and what He requires from us. If you are a leader in this society, you must tend to God's flock as the best as you can. If you are a church elder, you must look after His sheep in your district as best as you can. And if you are a member of this congregation, you must constantly be on the lookout for all the lost sheep and tell them about the Good Shepherd. Show them with your actions of love that God is our shepherd. If you are sitting in this church this morning, you experience feelings of being lost and lonely. If you feel that you have lost your way, this morning, the Lord God is here. He's here as the Good Shepherd. He is here at communion to invite you to come and share this with him. And if you are sitting in this church and you feel worthless, you feel your sins and your past is too much to bear any longer, bring it this morning to the Good Shepherd. He has already wiped away all your sins and transgressions. He is saying to you this morning at communion, you are forgiven. And if you are sitting in this church and you feel happy, you feel full of joy, do not keep it for yourself. Take it away to the streets of this village, to the streets of the world, to the marketplaces, wherever you go, and show the world that God is the only one who can bring us joy and happiness. Maybe we must change our outlook and focus again on God, and remember that our leaders are appointed by God. If they do not look after his sheep, God will hold them accountable. Maybe the time has come that we must stop trusting the worldly leaders and look to God for guidance and help. Maybe we must stop investing all our time and money in the things that does not matter and give it to the Good Shepherd. Maybe this time is a time where we focus again on God's power and his sovereignty, because he is in charge. Today we are celebrating the Lord's Supper, not as scattered sheep without a leader. No, we celebrate it because God is in charge, always feeding and looking after his precious sheep. May we all see the Good Shepherd as he invites us to take part in his holy communion. Amen.